Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Exodus. The Israelites had journeyed from Rephidim, entering the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly peoples, a priestly kingdom, and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites." So Moses came, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsibly. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with a song.
Know that the Lord is God, our maker to whom we belong. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture.
Enter the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving and the courts with praise. Give thanks and bless God's holy name.
Good indeed is the Lord, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from age to age.
A reading from Romans. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news, the kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You have received without payment, give without payment. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You shall be a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers. Cast out demons. Over these past 3 weeks, I have had time to ponder the witness that the church is called to offer. One could argue that every time and every place presents opportunity. Yet sometimes and some places hold a particular urgency, a particular clarity. Perhaps this is one of those times. Certainly this nation, indeed this world, is in a time when so many things are coming into crisis at the same instant. Climate change, economic practices, persistent warring, and more recently, pandemic, and a new eruption of concern about racial inconsistencies in healthcare, in education, in opportunity, and too often in police response. On behalf of the congregation, the inclusion team has begun work to help this community of faith look in the mirror. That work can help this church focus on what God is calling followers of Jesus, disciples and apostles, to do and to be. In the process, the team has been returning to social statements of the ELCA. Over the past 30 years, this denomination has lifted up many areas for teaching and guidance. These statements are worth reading. They provide theological framework, instruction, and guidance for advocacy. One thing that the statements don't do is demand lockstep agreement and action as a litmus test for denominational or Christian purity. Yet in my reading, both for the inclusion team and in pondering the national and international circumstances, key commitments stand out. The ELCA statement on human sexuality says many things, but the core of what it speaks is about how humanity was created for relationship with a God who is, in fact, relationship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Such relationships are a gift. Such relationships are also born of trust. Without such trust, without such relationship, in that statement, human sexuality cannot live up to the fullness of what God intends. It really is an extraordinary statement. The second to last paragraph of this, of the whole thing, begins like this. Human lives are littered with broken promises and betrayed trust. Not everyone knows how to trust, and not everyone is trustworthy. Relationships end because trust has been broken. Given finitude and sin, many things happen that threaten trust in even the strongest relationships. Forgiveness and reconciliation, then, join with mutuality and justice to support trust and trustworthiness in relationships. the implications of the ELCA statement on human sexuality span way beyond sexual life. They are a call to live forgiveness, reconciliation, mutuality, and justice so that as individuals and as society, relationships can be lived in trust and trustworthiness. Another ELCA social statement that the inclusion team is taking up is freed in Christ, race, ethnicity, and culture. As this statement comes to its conclusion, it details a trajectory for advocacy for this denomination, this church, indeed, this congregation. Listen to the commitment. This church will support legislation, ordinances, and resolutions that guarantee that to all persons equally, civil rights, including full protection of the law and redress under the law of discriminatory practices, and to all citizens, the right to vote. Access to quality education, health care, and nutrition. Opportunity for employment with fair compensation and possibilities for job training and education, apprenticeship, promotion, and union membership. Opportunity for business ownership. Access to legal, banking, and insurance services. The right to rent, buy, and occupy housing in any place, and access to public transportation and accommodation. This call to advocacy in the face of racism that can be individual and systemic is broad and wide-ranging. It calls the faithful to be seeking the well-being for all people. All of this is grounded in the baptismal covenant God made with the baptized and which the baptized affirm in committing to work for justice and peace in all the earth. I've come to believe that these are modern day interpretations of what Jesus is doing when he sent his disciples out on a mission. He authorized them to do precisely the work that he had been doing. Announce the kingdom of heaven come near, cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. In short, the faithful are called upon to share with others the truth of God's love, forgiveness, and new life that is made absolutely present here and right now in the person of Jesus Christ. The faithful are called to tend to all that runs counter to health and well-being, cure the sick, raise the dead. Remember that in ancient times and today, some people, by their race and their social and economic situation and their family circumstance, well, they may as well have been dead. The faithful are called upon to cross the boundaries and restore them to relationship, trustworthy relationship that restores their life. Perhaps this is one aspect that could be a form of cleansing the lepers, bringing the outcast, the feared, the stigmatized into community so that they have hope in the glory of God. The demonic manifests in so many ways. Yet that which is demonic opposes God's desire and hope. This past week, in a webinar hosted by the Episcopal Church in Missouri, the Reverend Dr. Kelly Brown Douglas spoke of being a people of faith during and after the pandemic and social unrest. She identified Jesus' mission and therefore our mission this way, to partner with God in mending the earth toward the justice promised for all. She continued saying that this mission that Jesus sends his disciples on, partnering with God toward future fulfillment of God's intended justice, is grounded in what Christ has already done on our behalf, even as the people of God are drawn forward in faith and action. She said that faith communities are not accountable to the status quo, but rather faith communities are accountable to God's just future. Through Moses, God calls the people of God to identity as a priestly nation. Paul reminds the faithful followers of Christ of their justification, their peace with God, of God's grace extended, and hope of sharing in God's glory. Jesus sends all the faithful, even scoundrels like Judas Iscariot, on a mission that restores trust and relationship in all the earth. Jesus can and will empower each one of the faithful for this mission, for the sake of the world. So be it.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.